From Tourist to Pilgrim, the podcast on the papal basilicas made with Vatican News, Vatican Radio.
Sono Adele Breda, curatore del reparto per...
I am Adele Breda, curator of the Vatican Museum's Department of Byzantine Medieval Art. The mosaic we admire today in the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran has a long and troubled history. It was created in 1291 by Jacopo Toriti, together with Fra Jacopo da Camerino. The two friars are both represented between the windows of the apse, working with their tools. They are identified by the inscription of their names. In the upper part of the apsidal cap, Christ's face is surrounded by a glory of angels, as in an ideal final coming at the end of time. Below, in the center, is the jeweled cross, symbolically understood as an instrument of victory, not of death. All around are the princes of the apostles, Peter and Paul, and the two Johns, the Baptist and the Evangelist, to whom the Lateran Basilica was later dedicated. At the bottom is the River Jordan, where deer and sheep drink, symbolizing the souls of the righteous yearning for paradise. The Virgin presents the patron, Pope Nicholas IV, the first Franciscan Pope. For the first time in an apsidal mosaic, next to the figures of the apostles, the most venerated of the saints, two saints canonized a few years earlier were added in more modest dimensions: Francis of Assisi, the founder of the order, and Anthony of Padua, also Franciscan, the object of great devotion. Nicholas IV was inspired by his founder in the work of materially renovating the Lateran Basilica, whose apse and facade were damaged, just as Francis had done at San Damiano, repairing the ruined church, and then spiritually, the entire church. I would now like to show you something particular about the mosaic concerning the Holy Face in the apsidal area. As handed down in a precious inscription still preserved in the Lateran Basilica, Nicholas IV ordered that the image of the Holy Face of the Savior be extracted from the old crumbling 5th century mosaic to incorporate it into the new mosaic. By the 12th century, in fact, it was held that the mosaic of the Holy Face of the Savior was the same image that had miraculously appeared to Pope Sylvester and the Roman people on the festive day of the ancient basilica's inauguration in the 4th century. Over the centuries, the two images, the one of the miraculous apparition and the other of the 5th century mosaic, had become superimposed and indistinguishable, as often happened in the Middle Ages. When the mosaic was restored in 1880, it was confirmed. The Holy Face was found in a travertine box held in the vault with iron staples. This demonstrates that it was considered to be a relic, to be respected and venerated down through the centuries.